Clubhouse.
This is Caroline.
Hey, this is Aisha.
Tonight we're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 5. Aisha, are you ready for tonight? Because you know what, baby? I'm in love.
Are you in love? Are you in love with me?
In love. Well, you'll have to wait for my verse when I sing it to you to find out whom it is.
Oh, I'm ready because I already was wondering who your celebrity crush was, but I'm gonna just like hold my breath until we get to that point.
I really hope
you
do. I'm
excited.
I want you to hardcore.
Okay.
Aisha, I did not even know what the hell was going on when this episode started, and we are back in episode 1 reviewing the voting. Now, is this common? Is this the way it usually runs?
I guess they have to like sit there and process because there's so much drama surrounding the elimination, and they all have to sit there and, you know, give their opinions. Not that Untucked was enough from the previous episode, but like, I guess they're just trying to like go back and make sure. If you didn't actually watch Untucked, it was your closure from episode 1. And that way it's a nice little tie-in to moving into what we've got to do for this episode.
When we lost Derek from our Derek India drama.
Sounds like he died.
Sketch.
He didn't die. He just got eliminated.
He had to sashay away, my friend. And in my eyes,
into
that's
the
as
grave.
Good as the great unknown, right?
As Alyssa says, to the house. Sashay your ass right back to the house.
Okay, so with that drama done, I had no idea. I was like, man, okay, the rest of these seem to get along pretty well. I was quite surprised that Miss Cracker turns out to get like the spotlight turned on her. What's the deal with that? What do you think?
I mean, this whole episode, it seemed like she was going through her own battle of like social anxiety, not having friends or not being able to have friends, not keeping friends, or not able to have a relationship with other drag queens where it's not contentious for some reason. But like, I feel like she pretty much put that shit on herself, where they're calling her difficult, but there's a reason why they think that. I mean, she pretty much just basically called Angina out for nothing.
God.
It's over. Bitch, move on. That was last night or whenever it was, like last week. And there was no reason for her to bring it up and make Angina feel less than. There was nothing. There was no purpose at all for it. So
it seemed
really
like such
irritated.
Gameplay, right? Like where it was sort of like, you know, which it doesn't. So, okay, I am just meeting these queens. Okay, so I don't know if Miss Cracker's got this side to her where she's going to play like mind games, but it seemed like a major mind fuck here to like sit here and be like, you know what? It feels like some shit you might do to your husband. Okay. Where you're like, I had a dream last night that I actually didn't go on that date with you. I stayed with my ex-boyfriend and my life was like a lot better. So have a great day.
Enjoy that. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
You just like drop that bomb and like fucking walk out of the room. Like, I hope you feel insecure now.
It did seem like that. But then later on, it just seemed like she was really hurt when it was brought back to her. Basically, they threw it back at her face. Like, look, this is what you did. Then she was in tears. Like, that's bullshit. That's garbage. I'm not like that. I don't know what you're talking about. If you asked me, I really feel like she has some sort of social issues. She really does. Like she said, I should have just kept my mouth shut. You're
Hells
right, honey.
Yeah.
Should have kept it shut.
Yes.
Blew it.
Yes, I felt like, okay, so there's this new Seinfeld out right now, like stand-up thing, and he was like, whenever women are done talking, then they move into the hypothetical, and you better have an answer. And that's what this felt like. It was like, the votes have been cast, Derek was sent home, and then Ms. Cracker's like, but what if? Let's have a hypothetical situation. What if I had to vote again? In fact, I would vote on China. And you're like, whoa, you have no idea how much you are exactly like me.
Bitch, what?
I know. The funniest thing is that when I watched that, I swear to God, I might have just had a conversation that sounded like this. If we had another child, what would their name be? Like that. Like, am I having another chat? No, I am not. But it's like, when Seinfeld's like, once you get done with like all the real issues, now we have to go into the hypothetical. I was like, oh my God.
Why?
I hypothetical like at least once a day. I'm like, if I died and someone found my body. Like, it's like,
so
what?
You're saying you relate to Cracker. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, yeah. Or yeah. Maybe I'm saying that Cracker does drag queen status so well that, I mean, I'm saying she like gets the woman's brain in a way. Yes, yes.
Damn.
I'm like, ask more hypothetical questions, Cracker. Come on, like, do it. Oh my God, the drama. Do you think this drama is going to continue, or is this like a one episode drama sitch?
Oh no, I think this is going to continue because she's kind of poking the bear with several of the queens. So, you know, Angina was the one, but she's not going to have to worry about her. But there's, it looks like Alexis, it looks like Mayhem, it looks like some other queens are kind of, are not on her team. You know, it looks like she might only have a couple that she really is close with, and the rest are kind of like, you need to shut your lips and leave us alone, you know?
Right. So interesting. I mean, again, Miss Cracker is new to me, and so, like, I'm looking at her as, like, the dill pickle and the little comedian and little jokester and the little, mm-hmm. like, kind of 1950s, like, cutesy pie kind of outfit, and then I'm like, whoa! Cracker, with your hypotheticals, man! Like,
throwing the shade right? constantly. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking shit.
But you know what? You can always count on Miss Jujubee laying it right out for everybody. And I have to tell you, I am living for Jujubee's commentary.
This, agreed.
It's only been one episode. This is episode two, y'all. I can't get enough. I need more. Just send everybody else out and just put Jujubee's little commentary in the episodes, and I'd be happy, because when she said, "I'm ready to eat you hoes up," and did the whole
yes, with her yes, mouth, yes, yes.
I lost it. I was like, yes, like she is ready to play.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's talk about who the judges were this time, because I recognized an amazing actress, Tessa Thompson, woo-hoo. From Westworld. Fucking yeah. love her.
We love her, yeah.
Fucking Charlotte Hale. She is like, this last episode of Westworld, she was so like multi-layered and like.
Last season, uh-huh.
Oh, shit, man. She was just like sleek as fuck and just like so sexy and awesome. Like, I felt like she was like perfection to be on this show. Who else did you know on this panel or not know, Aish?
Well, you have our regular judges, Michelle Visage. We didn't have Ross Matthews this week, so we had two guest judges. So we had Tessa Thompson and Madison Beer.
Madison Beer.
And do you know who that is?
Madam, I do not. I do not know a Madison Beer.
So and she's a music sensation. Didn't you hear Rue?
When you say sensation, that makes me feel like Barbie's dream car. Like, it's a sensation. You know what? You know what I think it is?
Yeah, hop on in.
I think it's from Jem, like, is truly outrageous. It makes me feel like that. Like, it's Madison Beer. She's a sensation.
She's
like,
truly outrageous. Truly.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. That's awesome.
I'll put it this way. Madison Beer, I had no fucking clue who she was until I saw RuPaul's Celebrity Drag Race. Now, celebrity in quotes.
Oh, I see what you did there.
No, that's just my opinion. I'm sorry. I'm throwing shade tonight. No, but really, when I was watching this, my 13-year-old and my 17-year-old came in the room and they were like, oh, it's Madison Beer.
And you're like, shut up. Don't act like you know her.
That's all I needed to know. I was like, wow, you know who that is? They're like, yeah, she's totally body positive. Oh, what? Okay.
What?
Yeah, that was like the most random comment, but like.
Talk to me about that. So she's body positive, meaning what?
Well, you couldn't see her very well as in the judge panel. So she's like teeny tiny, all right?
Okay.
Teeny
yes.
tiny girl. Very, very pretty, obviously. But when I watched RuPaul's Celebrity Race, you really got to see her get into drag and do the whole thing. And I got to kind of see what she looked like. So she resembles Blair St. Clair in the form. So when she was like, oh my God, Blair, I just loved you. You're just so wonderful. I was thinking to myself, I think that's why she had like some sort of connection with him, because because Blair looks similar to her in the body. And then I told my daughter and she was like, Mom, she would never do that. She is so body positive. She is like, she hypes people up on TikTok, every size and shape that there is. And I was like, wow. Okay.
Like,
she was really positive about her. And I thought, okay, I'll give her a chance. I won't throw any more shade. Seems like she comes across as a very nice person.
Okay.
And also a very big musician and TikTok star and social media.
So she's
influencer.
Like of the now, we're going to say. She's like,
absolutely.
She's just right, like a snapshot of right the second.
So if you like were to drop that name with like anybody younger.
Well, I'm going to start dropping that obviously at like
20,
the bus stop and whatnot.
I mean, you'd be like, oh my God, totally. Did you just see what Madison Beer posted?
Be like, fucking shit, this beer.
They'd be like, oh. You're definitely not one of those moms, so yeah.
One of those
Yeah.
moms.
Anyway, moving on from the her and the judges, but there she's a super fan of the show. So,
I
and as
do.
Tessa Thompson is as well.
Oh,
So it's
absolutely.
cool.
I have to say though, I totally got the whole like saying all these like sass when they're doing the runway show, but I'm with you that it was actually Jujubee bringing all of the
All the fun.
sassy critique
Yes.
in this entire episode. So let's get into this maxi challenge because we didn't have something like this last week. And I was actually kind of surprised at how long the maxi challenge lasted.
You know, they had to come up with the whole verse and then the choreography. I'm wondering how long that this goes on. Like, is it one day? Is it 2 days? Is it a week that they have for the maxi challenge? I
It's
can't
a super
imagine that
good question.
they would need a week, but it's a lot. I think that they would have to come up with the verse and then the choreography in their teams. And so, yeah, it seemed a little bit longer, but normal to me.
What do you think about RuPaul doing that whole setup with India where he's like, "Hey, so just idle chit chat here. Who do you think your two biggest threats are?"
And they fall for it every time, like
Yes,
dumbasses.
it totally spits it out and then like, "Oh yeah, well those are the other two captains of the teams."
Yeah, you should already know. Did you just wake up and start watching this show? Come on.
That
They
was
know what he's
awesome.
doing.
What did you think of the makeup of these teams?
It was actually a really good mix of talents and just different types of looks within each group. Having India, Jujubee, and Alexis together, I loved. Blair and Mayhem and Miss Cracker together, that was a good pairing. And Shay, Mariah, and Angina being that third group, interesting as well. So I think it was a really good mix-up. They did a great job picking their teams, even though they were just kind of like schoolyard picks.
Yeah, I agree with you because it definitely felt like there wasn't one that stood out as like, oh, this one is completely stacked. And then that one's like the saddest thing I ever saw,
Right, yeah.
which is unusual in a schoolyard pick, really.
Yes, definitely. I think, and Angina was thinking, she was like, you guys thought that you picked me last, but I got to be like in the best group, you know? And I was thinking to myself, like, that's good, you know, at least she had something to say because she was like, she felt so down on herself after all that stuff with Cracker. And so for her to get picked last was like another dig.
I don't know what I would think if somebody came back after a voting and I was safe and I was like cool, and I'm like feeling all like, oh man, I just like just right under the wire, I totally got there. And then someone turns around and is like, so I was thinking I should have picked you. My little heart would have like fallen into my stomach. I'd have been like, what the fuck, dude? Like I on China in this one, I don't know if it was the choice of costuming or what, but she just looks so tiny and like fragile to me. I was like, "Oh, China girl, you're just like a little petite thing.
This little
Miss
teeny little
Cracker, how
thing.
dare you?"
I know. And Miss Cracker is not that much taller than her, so good Lord.
Yeah, but there was something that she was just bringing the nasty.
She was constantly. So as they were making up this whole verse, they had to like come up with their celeb man crush, okay? And so we alluded to this earlier, and you said you were going to tell me your celeb crush before we kind of focus on some of the more interesting crushes that they've chosen.
I
So
think my
who's
current
your crush?
man crush, I think, is Dan Levy.
Oh, I love him.
Because he's so kind and funny
Wait, wait, wait,
and
wait, wait, wait. Slow,
handsome.
no, rewind. You cannot pick kind and funny. This is sexy.
Okay, well, I think
We
he's
are
sexy.
talking
No, dude, he's sexy
talking
AF.
celebrity sexy, that man
Okay, fine,
crush.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, okay, Aquaman, yes. So you and Mariah Paris Balenciaga are gonna battle for him?
What do me and like the Aquaman audience have in common? We're all
Well,
wet.
oh dear God. See, I knew I could get you to go there. Instead of like, he's so kind. We love Dan Levy. I love
love
him
Dan
to death.
though.
He is
Come
fabulous.
on.
But
But if we're
we
just
will have to put
talking
him in the
pure fluff, sex your
pure
brains out.
sexual. That's
Yeah,
it.
I want to fuck Jason's brains out. So there
Okay.
you go. Got me. All right, how about you, lady, though? Give it to me, Miss
Mine
Shanita.
should be quite obvious for anybody that knows me.
Oh, I
Just
do
kidding.
know, but go ahead. Hit me up with
And
that.
it's Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Fucking A, dude.
So, I mean,
Rock.
it's him all day, every day.
Don't you
That's
think?
it.
Okay, look, I'm just going to throw this out there to the universe, but I think that me, Jason, you, and Dwayne could have a rockin' double date ending in whatever kind of
I
shenanigans
mean,
the
you know, whatever
evening
happens,
requires.
happens. You're
Dude,
right.
it's big Rona time, so obviously it's going to have to be an at home very intimate gathering of very few people and just pretty much us.
I'm willing to quarantine with them. Fucking I am. Shit. I'm willing to quarantine. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is Jason Momoa also Samoan?
Ooh.
And if so,
do we have some sort of Samoan?
We have some
situation
sort of Samoan
like
fetish. Best friends, loving Samoan. Whoa. Large dudes with muscles. I mean, I'm just saying.
Whoa.
We think alike. I don't know.
But
I
mean, see, hold up now. I want to. Okay, so he is actually from Hawaii and his ancestry
is
German, Irish, and Native American. It was his dad. And his mom.
Polynesian. Watch.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. What? I'm going to try to find out. I'm going to look.
Tongan. It's going to be like
that. Tongan. Actually, check it. Jason Momoa identifies his Native Hawaiian, his race, and Polynesian as his ethnicity.
I told you.
You know what he identifies? Like, girl, he's mine. Back off. You're all about what he identifies as? Damn it, dude. That's the secret I should have known.
Just identify.
Shit. Okay, yeah. But I do want to be clear that, okay, both of these men not only have the bods, because, you know, come on, but they have the smirks and the like I fuck eyes, right? Like I fucking you from across the room, right? That is what draws me in, though, a lot, is the smile, smirkiness. Like, there's a lot of guys who are really...
It's that smooth, mm-hmm. sultry, you don't have to say a damn word, just look.
Shut your wet mouth.
That's it. And you're just... Panties are fell off. That's it. That's
you
all
wore
you
panties? God, you obstructionist.
Obstructionist.
You're a real clam jam, Aish.
I mean, it's about fashion. Jesus.
Oh,
don't
my.
You know?
So, all right. So let's get into some of these teams here. Some of these I thought were funny, and some of them I was like, what?
Right.
Let's play a little like word association, okay? I'm going to say the name of the person that was there, whom they're in love with. You give me like a word or two, like just gut reaction, okay? All right, ready? Sly Stallone.
Adrian.
Nice.
So Rocky.
I feel like this is terrible, but I feel like he's like almost too old for this pick. He's got to be like one. Well, I can hardly say that when Mr. Rogers was also a choice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess he was just of an era, right?
We're knocking Sly Stallone, but Blair picked Hannibal Lecter.
I was confused on that pick. That seems like Blair has some like psycho issues.
Alexa said, This bitch likes somebody that eats people.
Okay.
She's so skinny.
Okay. Okay. And on that front, I'm whispering to just our listening audience right now because I don't want anyone to know this. But you know one of my biggest fears.
Somebody eating you?
Biting my clit off.
Oh, dear.
Right?
Lord.
Like, that's my fear. So then when she's talking about having sex with him and he's all a teeth chomper.
Dude.
Fucking like running out the room, like hiding under the pillows, you know?
Goodbye.
Like,
yeah, that's sexy, but sometimes scary is sexy.
That's true. I mean, hey, I do like a man who is like, you know, willing to be a little freaky. I just don't know if like having to be like, you know, strapped down to like a gurney freaky is what I mean.
You know, worry about your life and all. And the skin that you're living in.
Oh,
it's all good.
God.
It's fine. It's all good.
All right, Daddy Yankee, what do you think of that choice?
The what it comes to my mind or
yes,
how I
yes,
felt?
Yes, I do. Or either one. You
oh,
just go.
Hot.
Hey, this is it.
I love reggaeton. So Daddy Yankee was like, I was like, okay. But that was kind of predictable. Because, I mean, Daddy Yankee is like the most famous Puerto Rican musician. So Alexis being Puerto Rican, I was like, you just pick like, it's like black people picking like, I don't know, like Michael Jackson was like the greatest black entertainer ever. You know, like, okay, all right, you know,
right.
It's normal.
Right.
But he was like, Daddy Yankee. I was like, oh. I was like, okay.
In the lyrics.
But he said Daddy Yankee, which I like.
I love
so
that
much.
Too. And I love it when she put in the verse the thing about mama too. Like I was like, mama daddy. Like I was like, janky.
Janky.
I was about
I love
it.
Me some janky. Yeah.
Janky. John Stamos.
Funny enough, like I think John Stamos is super hot. I mean, he's, let's just say, held up over the years.
He
Uncle
has,
Jesse
has
held
up. Yeah.
And still looks, I mean, he still looks really, really fucking good. And I've actually met him in person.
What?
Yes, I did. I met him in person back in college. We were having dinner. And so anyway, he walked up and my future father-in-law at the time knows him. So he said hi to him and then introduced me and then he walked on and but sat at his table. But that was it.
Okay, but the
So that was my
big
claim to
question
fame.
that we want to know is he hot in person or is this all like, you know,
Yes.
filters on a camera?
No, he's super hot in person, but you know what the difference is? He is super skinny. Or back then, he was so skinny. Like I was like, he's tiny.
That makes me wonder if The Rock and Momoa, if like in person, they're gonna be just like regular sized men that we know.
I think when you've got muscles, you can't really hide that. I don't think you can. I think with John Stamos, he has that build of the very slender guy.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
true.
And I think slender in LA terms is like
Right?
really skinny to like our eyes.
It's all that Greek yogurt.
That's really That's the best line ever. You're right,
Oh
it
my God.
is.
Okay, Justin Timberlake, I kind of felt was like predictable and kind of like
Yeah.
weirdly like a
Wah wah.
throwaway. Yeah, it felt like a throwaway, no? Like,
Yeah, a
really?
little
That's who
bit.
you picked?
Boring. But
Yeah.
we like I like JT, but boring.
Yeah, but boring for this. Like, not,
For this,
I don't know. I don't
yeah.
know. Who'd I miss?
Chadwick Boseman, which I love. I think he's super hot.
Okay.
And Henry Cavill, which was, yeah, another. And Tessa totally called it out, so.
Yeah, was just like that's pretty predictable and just like go to simple. Now, I don't know if I'm getting a frown from Momoa because I'm all like, you know, people are like, well, anyone would pick him, but I mean, I'm just saying, look, here's the one thing I want to tell you also about Momoa, okay? Do you know that he has exchanged rings with both Lisa Bonet and Lisa Bonet's former husband, Kravitz? Like, it's like a three of them have rings
It's
together.
a throuple?
It's a fucking throuple.
Where did you hear this? Star Magazine?
I just know these things.
Jason had called me and told me that he was going to get into this throuple if he wanted to get
Am
involved
telling you,
first.
I'm being real, okay? This is
I
something
think that's
I'm just telling
like
you.
a myth.
No. No.
Bitch, don't ruin it.
No, it's no, I see. I love it because I feel like this is the point is that they are so sassy that they would like have this whole like three ring throuple circus that is just like, wait, what? You know, like
Shut
I
up.
love a good like kink situation. Okay, all right, ready?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Jason Momoa buys matching rings for himself and wife's ex-husband. I'm
It's
telling
really,
you.
really weird.
I'm telling you.
You know what? Polyamory, everyone. Love all.
So this was okay, so the whole idea was that Kravitz has a matching skull ring in a display of blended family love. Like they're all
Well,
together
there
in
you
this.
go. Maybe you're just taking it the other way. Maybe
See?
it was just like we're all one family
See,
now.
at the end of the day, I'm still picking the nice kind guy, right? This I mean, he's a hottie, don't get me
He's
wrong,
really kind,
but I'm
yeah.
also with the dude who's buying rings for more than one person. I'm just saying, okay? I think that's amazing.
Okay, well, it's not like he's struggling with finances, but sure.
Oh my
It is
God.
the thought that counts. Yes. All
I
right,
just, you know, I
Jason.
love a good atypical lifestyle. So thumbs
True.
up, thumbs
Thumbs
up.
up.
First, all right. Damn it, Aisha. All right. When we were getting into these lyrics, and most especially the recording, could anyone carry a tune?
I told you that it bothers me to listen to people sing. It bothers me further to hear them sing poorly, just to be put on the spot like that. I mean, it's like they're basically being told you have to be like a musician. You just have to create a song right on the spot. Here are producers. Here's the track. Do something. And I can imagine that's incredibly stressful, crazy. Even if you did have a voice, it might have gone
It's
from.
cracking me up because I'm just thinking about like each time each one of them would go up and have their turn, I would think it can't get worse than this. And the other queens are seeing them behind there, like their eyes are rolling. They're like, oh my God. And then that same person would get up and be like, and they're like, oh my God.
It's all going to be auto-tuned anyway. Like, who cares what you freaking sound like? Just get the like lyrics out on the beat. I think that was the purpose for all these. I mean, for all of the drag races I've ever watched, none of them really can freaking sing. They are
True.
all it's all auto-tuned and they fix up the music and put it out there, but they just have to be able to like get something out with some decent lyrics and like make it sound believable.
Yes.
Period.
Yes, right? Like sell it, if you will, right?
Sell that shit. Like you eat, breathe, and sleep music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So did you think that the Cracker Blair Mayhem group, were they being a little bit heavy-handed with the whole like Cracker only cares about Cracker? I mean, was she really doing anything different than anyone else was?
I think it was edited strange, and they wanted us to believe that, to kind of carry on with the theme for the show.
Yeah, because I didn't really see her do anything different. Like she'd be like, how about on this one we do this, and we, like, you know, yeah, circle our hips around, right?
Yeah.
And then the person's like, oh, of course Cracker wants to do this.
She's like, I'm the leader. I need to make the decision. She's interrupting. I was like, oh my God.
Is she though? I mean, aren't you all just like throwing out ideas? What the hell? I don't know. I just didn't see what they were saying. So I just wondered if I was missing something, but it sounds
like. No, I watched it twice.
You did?
I did. Girl. I watched that particular part twice.
You just had to get in there.
I just had to know. I had to know. Was she really being difficult or was it?
Or was this fake? A joke? A joke, right? Of sorts.
Are you dramatic, Blair?
Oh my God. Yes, I think Blair is being fucking dramatic. All right, what do you think of anybody else's dance moves and or just basically choreography?
Well, I mean, I think they were all decent. Shay just comes to it with such professional behavior. She had moves ready. She was articulating it perfectly. They were hitting the beats right on the spot. It was not boring. Everybody just clicked in that group. When they were done, I was like, okay, all right, this is going to look good. I already had that feeling. And then the other group, they had their moments too. And I thought, okay, it seems like it's coming along as well too. So overall, I already had a feeling that Shay's group was going to be the top.
Well, and I really respect your opinion because I know as a fitness instructor, you deal with choreography quite a bit. And so I felt like I was like, yeah. Aisha's going to have opinions on this choreography. She is going to know who is like actually going to be able to execute this and who is just making a hot fucking mess up here.
Well, part of me wondered, I was like, okay, how many counts are they having to like choreograph?
I couldn't quite figure that out.
Are they really only choreographing just so many counts and then somebody else is going to come in and help them with the rest? Obviously, because once you see the whole thing done, I don't see how that they did all of that themselves.
I agree with you, especially when they were having to do the like in unison dancing background dancers. I was like, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. They had like a lot to learn for all of this.
I think the stuff in the background was definitely someone else. And then there were only allotted that where they would, where the group would come forward and then do their thing, and then that was their part.
Overall, I felt like, you know, this maxi challenge was a lot. Like, there was a lot of components to it. And I mean, I was pretty, like, wowed when we actually got to the part where we were going to sing the song and have to do all the choreography and get a chance to see them get all dressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the behind the scenes portion where we actually get to see them transform. That is by far my most favorite part.
Isn't it? Yes. I love that part. I love it. Because yes. You just see all of those techniques and
yes.
The makeup. And I know I sit there and I watch and I sometimes pat my face too. I don't know why.
You pat your face? Like, that's a thing? like with something?
Like
or
I'm
just
blending in my own makeup. I don't know.
Wow. You know, people are really mimics at the end of the day. And so when you see them doing that, like.
Is that strange?
No, can I tell you that I did this thing like not that long ago because I had read this article about people mimicking. And so like I would purposely do something like open my mouth like a circle, just like make a circle with my mouth and open my mouth. And the other person would inevitably do it.
You're just fucking with people now.
dude, it is one of those.
Do you know me?
Yeah. A, do you know me? And B, come on. That's some like psychological messiness, right? Like shit.
Yeah. It's
a show made you pat your face. So don't even, it works.
I was just blending my makeup in. I was just hitting that contour a little bit.
I had two of my kids were watching with me. And when I was explaining to them, I was like, watch how they transform themselves. Like watch how they become their personas and the dramatic, you know, change here. And they were duly wowed, which I mean, to be honest with you, it takes a lot to make my kids be like, what the? And they, A, they were glued to the set. And B, they were like, shit, like she looks gorgeous, you know?
Right.
Like, they
actually,
were
not just
impressed.
Not just like your normal woman, but like, wow.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah. It was so crazy. So crazy. Yeah. In that conversation, we had Cracker like give a little bit about this insecurity and keeping people at arm's length.
Yeah.
I actually really respected that little confessional because it makes a lot of sense to me that within this biz, And really in life, where like a lot of people are like, look, I know that this could be fleeting, whatever this is. And so like, I'm really nervous about like really being vulnerable and like having, you know, a whole circle of people around me. So I'm just going to try to like breeze through this, be kind of like Teflon, you know, like people can kind of hang around, but like, I don't need to stick to anything.
Yeah. But it was a little sad to me that she really isn't able to show who she really is then.
Right.
That she's always guarded, so guarded that she doesn't let people in, and she, you know, and then you really don't have true friendships or relationships. You're not building any. They're all so surface. So that did make me feel a little bad for her.
I was quite surprised because she seems like one of the most put together queens on the show. You know, at least when we started, I was like, wow, you know, this is the one who like seems to have like a ton of knowing who she is. Like she seems confident. She seems secure. She like seems to like really have a good grasp on what she's trying to convey. And then I was like, wait, what? Like,
exactly.
She doesn't feel like this is like her, like this. She just is like here for a hot moment, you know?
It's like, never judge a book by its cover. There
no,
you go.
I mean, no. Or
do not
a drag queen by her pickle.
it's the comedian thing, right? The comedy shields what she really wants to express. It's her way of putting up that wall, being that comedian.
I think definitely in her case. So let's get into the actual act here because we had so much going on.
Yes.
You know, I just want, just hit me with it. Hit me with your criticisms here.
Based on look, I'm going to go with looks first, like the actual overall. To me, I felt like the best dressed group was Alexis, Jujubee, and India. I liked their looks. I thought they were more interesting. They were not quite matching, but they were most interesting, in my opinion, to my eye. And I thought the least was Shay, Angina, and Mariah.
Agree.
I thought that they were just kind of boring outfits. Angina looked like, I don't know what she had
on. I was feeling like she looked kind of Snooki-esque or something.
I was like, what did you put on here?
I don't
like,
know.
It
her
was
hair.
Like a crop top and a pony. And I don't know what was going on there.
It was a little odd.
So the three of them looked really odd to me. So that's kind of how I was looking at it. Did you have similar thoughts on
I really did. I really did. The one that I guess I thought was going to look different actually was Cracker. Like I really didn't like that like silvery gray wig look. I mean, I get it that they were sort of going with this like purpley silver white kind of like color palette, but I thought it made her look really like made her facial features look very harsh. In a strange way, like that her platinum-y color wig doesn't. I don't know. Somehow it softens her different features. And maybe the contouring was like too severe. I don't know. She just looked like she had a really super pointy nose and pointy chin. And it just looked like, it was like not pleasant to look at.
Sometimes her drag can look a little harsh.
Yeah, that's like the best word I can think of. Like it just comes off like
real harsh.
Yeah. Like there's too many angles and it's just like something.
Yeah, no softness.
Yes. Right. Which is, I think, key. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to bring the femininity, give me some softness. Give me some curve. Tell me somebody who you like individually really liked their outfit.
I think individually, I really loved Jujubee's.
Nice.
I would say Jujubee and Alexis for Ty. So those are the two that I really like. And that's why I like that group so much. More elegant, more pizzazz. There was just stuff there.
Right.
I mean, I can't even put my finger on it. It just drew my eye in, had me looking at them. And India kind of just faded into the background for me. So
I agree with that. Blair stuck out to me because her like ensemble was just like, it kept catching my eye. Like she is like she didn't have a top on because it was like these suspenders and stuff. And for some reason, my eyes were like, it was like I was squinting. Like I was like,
you're looking for breasts?
Nips, maybe, you know, I have a nip thing. So maybe, I'm not sure. But I actually thought that her makeup was like really pretty and really like soft and beautiful.
Her makeup. She knows how to beat a face. I mean, it was gorgeous. But I think that you were looking at the leather kind of cross straps that she had.
I do dig a leather cross strap.
You said suspenders, but I think they crossed.
Yeah, no, they did. They're kind of like lattice.
I think that's what like, and that's what made you like draw your eyes right to
I think
that.
Maybe the word is like a halter strap kind of situation where there's like that, where it's like almost like for like a...
Was it a halter? I thought it was like a...
Not like a halter like women's clothes, but a halter like
for
an animal.
A harness type.
Yes. So I totally... I mean, and maybe because she was so playful acting too. That's the one that really was like striking my eye.
She's gorgeous.
Choreography-wise, I have to say that Shay and Mariah picking up Angina like totally
You like the
Yeah, because I think that she's so tiny, and one of
a la Titanic-ish.
the but one of the huge like criticisms that I feel like Angina has gotten like in both of these episodes was that she's just fading into the stage. Like she's so small and petite, and she's not being like big enough on stage. So I thought it was clever of that group to literally lift her up and make her bigger and taller and like more visually
Right.
highlighted. I thought that was a clever move
I didn't think of it
choreography-wise.
like that. You're right. I didn't think of it like that. I just thought she was doing the Superman thing,
She
but
gets
that
like
makes
lost in
more
the
sense. But
crowd,
like,
right?
yeah, like she couldn't. There's no other way, which is crazy that like you're a drag queen and you can't make yourself like stand out. What?
Yeah, think about that. You're like, you're a bald person, and or in this particular situation, she did have a big black wig on. But I mean, you're a vibrant human, but somehow you're getting lost in this mess. It's because it's a sea of drag queens with beautiful hair, makeup, nails, accessories, everything, and you're just so petite and just so. First of all, I'm just gonna say this: I am big into hair. I'm big into hair, and so the
Think
fact
it's
that
about
most of
wig.
the time Angina chooses to not wear a wig, I'm like, you're
Yeah.
missing out on like one of the best parts,
It's really, it
the
really
best
is.
parts for me.
You missed a huge opportunity to like add to the outfit.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why she washes out into the background, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like she seems like unresolved in that
I
look.
think she's resolved because that's kind of how she wants to portray herself
Right?
and do drag because she's done it for 11 years, she said.
Yeah,
However,
it's
I
her
don't follow her
look.
career,
Right.
so I'm thinking it's just her style, you
Yeah,
know?
well, we see how it
It
works
is what it
out for
is.
her.
It's just not our cup of tea, I guess, you
Exactly.
know?
Okay, so part two was doing the skin I'm in. Now, this was my first runway to get a chance to understand what
Yeah,
the
I'm so
runway
excited
challenge
for you.
was.
Yes, this is my favorite. Like every runway challenge, when RuPaul comes out and CoverGirl goes on and she poses with her hand up in the air, I put my hand up also in the
You
air,
do
just like
that.
RuPaul. I do it every single episode without fail. You could ask anybody who in my home, when I have my hand up in the air like Ru, they know it's about to go
I
down.
love that.
This is my favorite part of the show, hands down. If we could just skip to runway and skip all the other stuff that they do before, I'd be happy.
I love that.
Because it's my absolute
It is
favorite.
also my favorite. The transition and the whole idea of the makeover kind of portion of any show is my absolute favorite. Like the reveal or reveal, if you will,
Reveal, yeah.
of a makeover is just like, I mean, that's the part I drool over. That's my moment.
Category is love the skin you're in. I've never actually seen this category. There have been lots of categories that have been repeated, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But I've actually never seen this category. I was very interested to see what was going to come on out.
Who stood out as like a high or a low?
Oh, stunning goddess, Nubian, African, princess, goddess, whatever you want to say. Shay killed it. Like,
She
my
blew me
mouth
away.
dropped open. Like, I was like, one, her body.
Yes.
Two, the bodysuit decked out in Swarovski crystals and the way that it was all placed by those nipples and the back of it, it just, and the neck piece she wore, everything, makeup, hair, from head to toe, she was
I
perfection.
completely agree. It was like undeniable. Like when she came out, I was like, oh my God, she wins. She wins. Like this is fantastic. She is so gorgeous. And you're so right. Like, oh my God, the I kept pointing out to my kids, which I feel like they were like, Mom, shh. Because I was like, look at the jewels that represent the nipples. That's amazing. Like I was literally being like that. And like I feel like the two of them were like,
Gosh.
Mom, like
We're gonna need you to
get a
stop.
grip, stop looking at the nipples. Like, I mean, I was like really, I was just really wowed. I mean, I just thought they were
Yeah.
so,
It was so well
oh,
done.
so good. So good.
Yeah.
All right. So who is somebody that you're like,
We need to talk about who missed the mark
Okay,
completely.
yes.
And Miss Blair St. Clair, like, did not get the memo on the category. To me, pink latex, I understand how she tried to work it. Like, this is how I feel on the
Right,
inside.
we're all pink on the inside was the
What?
comment.
Okay. Well, everybody else had flesh-colored outfits, Blair.
Yeah.
You're. I get that they buck the trends, you know, and you do your own thing a lot of times.
Right.
And sometimes it can go for you, and sometimes it doesn't. But I really feel like she totally missed a category. I really do.
I feel like in addition to missing the category, although I appreciated the concept of this outfit overall, I didn't actually think it fit. To the point of it being perfect. And I know that sounds silly, but like when you could fill it out with whatever you want, right? Like she could put a padded bra piece underneath that or whatever. Right. Like she can fill it out however she wants so that that latex isn't like it sat on her like rumpled and wrinkled places.
Oh, so you wanted it more.
Well,
yeah.
If you're
so
going to wear it, if it's skin, right? If there's the category skin.
Right.
B, you are trying to have that look like feel of like I'm watching your curves and I don't care how small your curves are. And I don't really care, you know, if they're not that exaggerated or whatever, but like, especially around her torso and stuff, like, I mean, it was all like just gathered, you know, like it just,
yeah.
I don't know. I just, I'm going to be kind of just judgy about that.
Picky about that. I do feel like the material was kind of like, could have been right on, you know, she could have had some sort of that same material and gone.
What if it was more like a bodysuit or something? What if it was more like a true, almost unitard-esque, like, I mean, weirdly, it would ended up coming off like a lot like Shay. But if you're going to take that material, it seems like that's the way you have to play that. Almost like a cat suit, super tight jumpsuit-ish kind of thing, as opposed to, like, I know she was trying to use it as more of this kind of like pencil skirt and what, I don't know. It just didn't work for me. It was weird.
Didn't work. I'm with you on that. I did feel like Mariah, Paris Balenciaga, her butterscotch and brown sugar. Ooh, so gorgeous. It just made me, like, when she described it as, like, I'm wearing a butterscotch and brown sugar gown, I just was like, yes.
I want to use a lot more words like that. Like, I feel like I'm really fucking up. Like, I would have been like, I'm wearing brown and tan.
I'm wearing brown and light brown. Yeah,
exactly. And, like, a slightly less brown, color brown. Like, I mean,
just say butterscotch and brown sugar.
Fucking A. Mm. Like, forever. I'm going to be like, someone's going to be like, what did your husband wear the other day? I'm going to be like, he wore a collared polo and, like, I'm going to say brown sugar slacks.
You say brown sugar slacks.
Yeah,
you
because know. That's just like.
Some butterscotch
that's
slacks.
That's just a lot better than khaki, you know? Like, yeah, oh, like he wore like.
Khaki never sounds good.
He wore
good.
Like Gap khaki pants. I was like, no, dude, oh, you wore God, like brown sugar slacks.
That's some they're gonna be like, what is that, a new brand? Like,
oh, you shit. Know it's sexy AF, right?
That's right.
It doesn't even have cargo pockets. Sexy. Too much.
Nothing like some khakis to turn me on.
My
okay
God, it makes me think of Best Buy.
Oh, you don't, it's just so much. Don't turn me on like
oh
that.
My
wow
God, I can actually feel like my puss like sucks back up. Like, I want to talk about
dry.
Yeah Yeah, it was like, it's like when you get out of a bathtub after a long time, you're like pruny. It's like, too much.
Prune it up.
Oh my God.
Was there any that you were just like, other than the ones that we talked about that you
well,
loved?
Okay, so let's talk about Angina for a second, because obviously she gets axed because of, you know, this whole situation. I mean, I hear what the judges were complaining about, the whole concept of like losing your neck, you know, in this outfit.
Oh,
I mean, that's true. But I mean, at the same time,
she's 2 feet tall.
Yes. Yes.
But they're saying that there are ways that she could have, you can play yourself a different way. You could play up your strength.
That's true. I mean, it's all an illusion, right? So, I mean, like, give us an illusion
really
of a neck.
I'm confused, because if this person has been doing this for 11 years, how do you not know how to dress yourself?
Aish, I mean, help me here. You use choreography every day. Yeah. How the fuck do you come on a show and like forget your choreography? And also your costumes don't fit or look good on you. And also you only put on half the drag. Like you only put on makeup.
I know.
Okay, so put those all those things together and I'm like this, like, what? Like, did you
I don't know. I'm confused. I'm really confused.
I don't know. I just didn't get it. Yeah. But we said last week that Angina was like really like glaring as like a you are probably not gonna make it here, right?
Oh no. I knew. Even though she was like a great comic relief, she liked to stir the pot a little bit. Like to stir the pot
that was
a little
like
bit.
Occur.
Okay. But I knew she was not long for the show.
Yeah.
She was going to be going.
Yeah,
home.
It did not work out. I fully backed Shay winning this entire challenge. Like, I thought she kicked ass in all parts, from being the leader to doing everything she could to make her teammates shine. And oh my God, I mean, her skin, I'm in outfit, mm-hmm, fucking blew my mind.
That's what I'm saying. She killed it from beginning to end. And one thing I really wanted to point out is that I don't know about you, but do you f I really feel like she's just a really nice person? You know, soft-hearted, soft-spoken, takes everybody's feelings into consideration when she's like in these challenges and these groups. It doesn't seem like anybody has anything negative to say about her.
So far, so good. I would say
So
that. I
far,
mean,
I
I
know.
don't know
Like,
what they're going to
knock on
edit in
wood.
next week, but.
We'll see. I know, but I just feel like she's just a soft-hearted person, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, really like this queen a lot, and she's serving it up, so I'm really
I
impressed.
totally agree with you. I liked how much she cared about being a team with, you know, her teammates, and that she was all about
Yeah.
wanting to, like, you know, bring each other up. Okay, you got to talk to me about Alyssa Edwards. You got to talk to me about Lip Sync Assassin.
First, I had to pause it. I was like, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? I totally was like, it's going to be Alyssa Edwards, Latrice Royale, Shangela. I mean, I have all these names ready. Like, who's going to come up? Alyssa Edwards pops out, one of my favorite queens ever. And she is just hilarious, beautiful, just commands the whole room when she walks down the runway. What did you think?
I was so in awe of Shay that, crazy enough, I understood that Alyssa Edwards is amazing. I mean, I get it. Like, I really do get it. But at the same time, I just think it was so obvious that Shay, like, ripped it here. I mean, she
Oh
just.
no, you're talking about the
Well,
performance,
I'm
the
talking about
actual.
both. I mean, I'm talking about both. Because I didn't know Alyssa before. So I'm coming in with nothing here.
Alyssa is the dancing queen. She is a dance instructor,
Well, were you
okay? She's a
impressed with the
choreographer.
performance?
No, and this is what I'm going to tell you.
Good.
I think she played it down. I don't
Ooh.
think she went hard. I mean, now Shay was killing it. I mean, she had some moves that I was like, okay,
I
like
know.
the Pointer Sisters, Neutron Dance, come on now. I mean, you turn that on, you got to dance.
Right?
You got to go crazy for some Pointer Sisters. The way that Shay was killing it, she deserved that win. But I really feel like Alyssa just kind of held back, like,
That
okay,
makes
I'm gonna
so
let
much
you do your
sense to me
thing.
because I was just like, I don't get what all the hype is. Like, she's just really not doing anything that's really blowing me away here. So it makes total sense. You think it was just more of like a give?
I feel like it was. I don't think they're supposed to do that, but I really feel like Alyssa did not give her 100%. Whether or not it was intentional or not, that was not her.
Do you think it could be producer manipulation?
I mean, we've been known to say these words.
I'm just wondering. I mean, given that you have this whole biz of the roomocracy versus the winners actual voting alone, wouldn't the producers like want to kind of get involved and like make the drama? Like, Shay isn't having a situation right now where she has any drama. Well, now, after having to been the one that's the sole voter, how could next week there not be some drama?
Yeah, well, and also the fact that Shay had to pick between two out of three of her group.
Yeah. Although, you know, Angina, I mean, we have seen
She
this
fell on her
before.
sword,
And we've
okay?
seen that before, right? I mean, we've completely seen that in like
Yeah.
Survivor or other shows where someone's like,
Yeah.
I'm the one, I'm the
There you
sad
go.
Eeyore, take me this
Yeah.
time. You know,
Yeah.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, the person in charge is like, you know what? I hate attitudes like that. Fucking don't give up, don't quit. Like, you're being a jerk. Does it ever fucking work to act like that? Jesus. Stop doing it, people.
Well, it worked for her if she really wanted to go home, because that worked.
Do you think she
But
did really want to go home?
I think
Oh,
so. I
God.
mean, I don't think she wanted to go home. Obviously, you want to stay and make more money,
Right.
but I really felt like she was like, I'm spinning my wheels here. I'm in like a different league and I can't keep up with these people. Like, end the embarrassment.
We
Just
saw it
go.
last week. I mean, we saw it coming last week. I was like, you know, there just isn't anything here that I understand in terms of like going to the end. You know, like, it's fun to bring her in and, you know, have her play, you know, some stir the pot roles. But I mean, generally, I mean, she did not have make it to the end written across her face, you know? So, anything to add about Untucked?
Alexis is really stepping up and saying how she feels about Miss Cracker. So we
Yes.
really start seeing her come at Miss Cracker. It made me feel a little bit bad because Miss Cracker was like, look, she opened up that like wall a little bit. She like just a little, she just drilled a little hole, was trying to like comfort her, and then Alexis will turns around and says, I wish it was you.
I think that was
And
so over the top.
it just screamed to me that Alexis has issues with her that are not resolved. And whatever that little conversation they had in Untucked did not resolve it. And so I think there's going to be more to come with that. It was ugly. It was ugly, but I'm not saying that it wasn't deserved because Cracker really was an ass.
Cracker brought it on herself with that shit last week by saying that comment, oh, I should have voted you, and then watching Angina like totally just like plummet in self-esteem ultimately falling on her own sword and going home. I guess if you're Alexis, mm-hmm. I mean, it would be really easy to be like two steps away from those two and look at that and be like, you fucking sabotaged Angina. Like, you made her feel like shit.
Exactly.
She performed like shit. She acted like exactly. shit. And then...
And it's like you crafted that whole fucking thing. And I think Alexis just has like a special place in her heart for Angina. I don't know what their like friendship is outside the show. In Untucked, she said, well, I think that Angina did really well. And everybody was like, what? the Cracker and Mayhem were like, she's probably going to be at the bottom. Right. What are you talking about?
Alexis is like one of the older queens here. She was quick to say at the beginning, she knows who she is at this point, right? Like she's very much got that, mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to use a filter anymore and be nice to everybody just because. Like, mm-hmm. I don't remember. I want to say she said she was 40. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. I want to, you know, we can relate to that shit, right? Like, just that idea of like, you know what? Actually, I'm not okay with how you're treating people and this doesn't work for me.
I can relate to it completely. Miss Cracker is nowhere close to that. And she just feels that. And she's like, look, we're not on the same level, like at all. And I think that's that tension that we're going to see throughout this season.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, the best thing about drag queens are drama.
Really, besides the makeup and the like outfits, the tips, people, this is why we watch.
Right? The tips, the nips. I want it all.
We want it all. We want the wigs. And the wigs,
oh,
please.
I love good hair. Mm. Yeah. And some Mon Mua and some rock. Let's yes, just get all course. That all into one room.
You haven't had a chance to really see the pit crew.
No.
Have you seen the pit crew
no,
yet?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Well, they'll bring out the pit crew soon, I'm sure. That's a whole bunch of muscly men that they use Fantastic. In the show to help. So,
to
you know,
help. To help.
They're not as pleasing to the eye as, let's say, Jason Momoa or Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But
they'll
they are,
do.
They will right? do
in
a
this
pitch.
Rona time. We've got to make do.
I'm going
to
take it. Exactly.
Well, I cannot wait till next week. Do you have any predictions as who you think might be most likely to go home?
I don't, because literally in this show, you can go from being in the top to being in the bottom.
That makes sense because it all depends on the challenge, right? And like what you brought it and really what's does. Going on. You know, I'm going to tell you that Blair is feeling a little, I'm just getting a vibe off her. I'm getting a vibe.
What type of vibe?
That she's not long for this, that she may be the one
oh,
next.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just, oh. Hey, I go on gut instinct.
That's your gut? Okay.
Yeah. And the fact that she jumps out at me means... trouble. It might have even been something. Like subliminal editing that she jumped out at me, and that's enough for me to be like, that one.
Mm-hmm, that's the one.
That's the one.
In a lineup, you'd
yeah.
Pick her.
I mean, partially because like she just was like so off on that skin. Wherein like I don't know, you're sticking out like a sore thumb for me right now.
I think she's quite talented, so I don't. I think there's a lot of other queens that could go home. Before
well, hit
her,
me up with one, girl.
Honest. India could go home before her. Mayhem could go home before her. Mariah could go home before her. I would like to see Jujubee, Blair, and Shay at the end, and Alexis.
Okay,
at
so
the end.
I would. That's a really good foursome, honestly. Okay, yeah, so I will give you those three minus Blair, and instead I would add, I actually see Miss Cracker making it longer. So Miss Cracker, Jujubee, Alexis, mm-hmm. and Shay? Fuck, that Shay. Would be mm-hmm. a tight top four.
That I wouldn't mind that either. And I do like Cracker and Blair. I like them. I like both yeah. of them. But I think Blair has more the way that your look.
Exactly. I feel the exact same way. She has like a more creative, artistic soul to me. So
yes,
I feel like
yes.
that could go far in terms of these challenges, as opposed yeah. to, I think, Miss Cracker, who, like I said, like I thought she looked so...
It's like one note.
Severe. That's how she looked in this one.
Severe,
her face
yeah.
looked severe.
And I don't know if it was my TV or not, but that last outfit that Miss Cracker, I just have to side note, it looked like her skin or her tights, whatever she was mm-hmm. wearing, was like green.
Mm.
Did you get...
Yeah.
It might have been my
no,
color.
No, you're not
but
wrong.
It almost like it wasn't a... The skin she was in wasn't a brown or a tan.
Or even a, like an apricot or whatever she was
yeah,
like wanting to go for.
Yeah, it felt
for.
Like it had this green hue to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think that her makeup and the super dark wig.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
It like lends itself green. That's the cast it ends up having. Because it's okay. something as like, because I dye my hair. It's something that my hairdresser is like very, very conscious of. Like if you go too dark in this certain way and you don't add any red mm-hmm. into it and warm it up. When it gets to this dark, you get this green undertone. And I feel like mm-hmm. that super dark wig, I like added into that green just overall cast, which was just, you know, that's unappealing on anyone. Green is not a skin color.
Right. No, it's not. It just looked sickly
yes.
to me. And I was like, I don't like it. Severe is a good word for her. And I feel like one note is another word, because there's just not that much. The depth of her drag is kind of, it's shallow. Where Blair, there's so much she transforms into.
I cannot debate that at all, because looking back when I see, I mean, even her outfit from the Maxi Challenge, I'm in Love song, like, I mean, that was like so playful and youthful and everything. And then she almost had like that, you know what it reminded me of? It's like that cartoon with the woman with like the yellow hair, you know, and it's like the man's in the suit and she's always like, oh, Rex or something like that. You know that with the bubblegum pink? And usually they have like the dot background, you know, to it. There's like a, it's a certain pop.
It's like a certain artist.
Yeah. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. And yes, so I get it. So I get her like wanting to pull this like more elevated, like artist kind of look out of things. So I like that. It just depends on whether that's going to work with this group. And it depends on the challenge, you know?
True.
Very I'm super excited for Aisha. So thank you guys so much for listening. This is Caroline.
And this is Aisha.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.